I've got a story about a referee. I heard you talking to a referee this morning, this afternoon.
Yeah.
And have you heard of Mr. Parker from Preston?
Parker from Preston. Not old nosy.
Well, he's got a reputation.
Hmm.
Last season, he had a match at Torquay the week before our game.
Oh, yeah, I'm with you now.
And he had people sent off and booked
right.
And everything.
That's right.
So we were waiting at this match for things to happen.
Yeah.
Half an hour had gone and nothing had happened. He hadn't booked anybody. He's over at a corner kick where Stoke were playing at Huddersfield. Stoke, in front of their own fans, had a corner.
Yeah.
And Mr. Parker, the linesman, was on the opposite side. He'd gone over to make sure that the guy had got the ball in the corner area.
Yeah.
He walks away, blows his whistle, waves his hand, says, get on with it. The chap takes the corner kick, and it hits the referee right on the back of the head, flattens into the floor.
Yeah.
And did those Stoke fans laugh?
Oh, what do you think? Let them get a wild guess at this. Did he get the ump after that at all?
But should those Stoke fans have laughed?
Yeah.
In that last hour of the match, he managed to book 7 of their players. Up to that point, he hadn't booked a single player.
Now, Alan, I'm not aware of the libel laws, but you are suggesting it. An official lost his dignity and then, to make up for it, went round harmless booking harmless tackles because he felt he was a figure of fun? Surely not. Oh, referees have a tough game, and the next call will say, why don't you take a referee's course then? Like guns are put to their heads because they become referees.
All the Stoke fans round about us, they couldn't see the funny thing. They didn't know what his reputation was like. But, oh dear, that was unbelievable. It was so funny.
He booked him, it was good. So just in a nutshell, he was having a fine game, got a blow on the head, started booking everyone.
It's the sort of thing everyone sort of waits to see. It's when a policeman gets hit with a ball or something, somebody laughs. I mean, he got hit on the back of the head and got knocked to the ground.
I might just step out of character. You know, I said I turned down this Vinnie Jones video. Well, the one I did do is all about things like that. Hurry, some stuff still available from Monday. Danny Baggett's Last a Minute tape, or whatever it's called. I suspect what's happened here is the Stoke have given the referee that other blow on the head. You know when somebody gets a blow on their head in situation comedies and they forget who they are, and it takes another blow? He obviously hit his head on the way to the ground and believed himself to be a reasonable human being. And everyone said, he's acting strange. Got another blow on the head, remembered who he was, remembered he's a referee, made up for lost time.